President Bush's wife, Laura, toured Washington's gardens this week with 13 members of her Austin, Texas garden club. She largely ignored the press that followed her, just as she appears to shut out most of the chatter about her role as the president's wife. Commentator Danielle Crittenden says more power to Mrs. Bush.
You'd think, after the last first lady, that Mrs. Bush's dullness would be seen as a good thing. But from the moment Mrs. Bush entered the White House, everything about her has been criticized as being too plain, too dowdy, or just downright boring. Her suits, her hairstyle, her quiet manner, her eagerness to stay out of the spotlight. Compare this to the gushing press Hillary Clinton received when she arrived in Washington 8 years ago. She was hailed as a smart, savvy role model for modern women. Mrs. Clinton was not the sort of woman, as she so memorably put it, who sat around and baked cookies and had teas. The current criticism is that Mrs. Bush has no desire to modernize the role of First Lady. It's out with the new and in with the old. America needs a traditional First Lady. I realize that's an unfashionable thought. Modern career women tend to regard the ribbon-cutting, supportive wife duties of the traditional First Lady as demeaning. But why? You couldn't be more traditional than Jackie Kennedy. She hated politics, but seized the magnificent opportunities her role offered. She turned the White House into the cultural center of the free world and championed selfless causes. And in return, she won the respect of the entire planet. The most influential first ladies of the past, after all, were not rebels, like Mrs. Clinton or her heroine, Eleanor Roosevelt. The successful ones had good, strong marriages, and for that reason had their husbands' ears in private. Does anyone regard Nancy Reagan as an oppressed, powerless wife? Or Edith Wilson? Mrs. Roosevelt couldn't even get FDR on the phone. As First Lady of Texas, Mrs. Bush accomplished, without fanfare, improvements in the state education system. For all Mrs. Clinton's boasts of accomplishments as First Lady, what did she actually accomplish? She raised a lot of money for the Democratic Party and tried to drive our health care system into a ditch. But aside from supporting some small acts of historical preservation, she left very little of substance behind. These days, a wife quietly helping her husband run the most powerful country on earth is thought to be better off doing something else. At the end of 4 or possibly 8 years, I'm betting Mrs. Bush will have done more good for the country as First Lady than Mrs. Clinton ever did, without ever once changing her hairstyle.
The comments of Danielle Crittenden, author of What Our Mothers Didn't Tell Us, Why Happiness Eludes the Modern Woman.